Without further ado, I'd like to bring up host EP number two, complete package number two, Aaron Osborne, to give us the message today.
Okay, so for today, like, you know, I think we're going to need to have more wrestling competition. And whoever loses loving something, I willingly submit that obedience is a challenge. I had a whole thing with a story with my girlfriend. And last week we were talking a lot more about how that love is demonstrated in my submission to God and obedience to His commands. And this week we're going to be talking about commands and obedience to God. That's where we're going to go today. Lord, I do just thank you for the privilege of being able to gather here together. I thank you just for the great, great ways that you have richly blessed us about being able to have a relationship with you. To God, right now, I pray, God, this is an easy topic to talk about, and this is an easy topic to hear. So, God, I pray that you would be the one speaking through me, that it would not be my words. As we begin today, my question for you is, who are you? Who are you okay? Who are you listening to in your life? Who are you allowing to have an influence over you? And before you think, oh man, this is a message yucky, I hate this subject. I don't want anything to do with this topic. Just remember, obedience isn't necessarily bad. As my story illustrated, it's not a big deal to obey something that you said you're not called. It's not, and again, as Bob talked about last week, it's not a big deal to obey something my heart has said to do. It's not instantaneously object. And as we think about one of the things that are allowed to influence my life, whether that's my friends, whether that's media, whether that's parents, I've watched on TV, it brings me to my second question. Am I allowing my parents to have the level of influence in my life that they should? Am I allowing my parents to have the level of influence in my life that they should? Or do I have all these other things out here that are influencing my life? My parents, no. I do not want to listen to a thing they have to say. And it almost forced me to ask, why is it so easy for me to be affected by all these other forces, be influenced by all of what's in the media, all of what my friends are sharing, all of what I see online? Those things they're so easy to affect me. Why is it so for me to submit to people that have a God-given right over me? And again, just to lay a little more groundwork, obedience, submission to our authority is something that we are commanded to do as kind of the key verse of the whole series. Matthew 22, it says we're to love God, love our neighbor as ourselves. Love me, you will keep my commandments. This is right. And as I thought about it, I kind of have three reasons why I want to talk to waste more money so I can go do what I want to do? Or do we ever say, God, how could I help you? Can I fit my life around their schedule instead of just saying, this is what I want to want that you've got to fit in? And I'll be honest, a lot of this is a huge discipline exercise. It is not easy to always listen to your parents. Sometimes they are annoying, but I believe God desires to teach you them and desires to change you and your towards them. And if I'm in a position where I say I'm not even willing to listen to them, the Bible says that I'm a God desires that my they change my life. But because he desires to teach me through that concept of